Okay, hey guys, it's Annie Talk, and we are here to talk about the Grammys. Now, it has been almost a week. We did initially talk about this the Monday after.
Yes.
But what?
But I was like, I feel like I need to re-record it because I really want to get out my point and opinion across. And I don't want it to, like, be like not I didn't want it to be unclear, basically. Okay. And so I really wanted to like focus on what I wanted to say.
Okay.
So we're back.
All right. So where do we start?
So
okay. So I think we should start with, I mean, should we just get right into the, like, meat and potatoes of this?
And, the
like,
meat and potatoes?
And, like, not pretend, like...
Like, oh...
Yeah.
Oh...
Okay.
Well, let's just start off with, like, why BTS is at the Grammys and why we're even talking about
it. Okay. So they were nominated for an award.
Yes, they were nominated for...
Best
pop duo slash group performance.
Was it
And this was Dynamite, yes.
Oh,
so this was Dynamite.
Performance. Oh, see, and I don't know why I thought it was the song itself.
It's the performance.
Snap. That changes a lot for me. Mm-hmm. Oh, snap.
Yeah, that's why I really wanted to, like...
Like, do your research. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. I'm glad.
That's great.
I'm glad you researched.
Thanks.
Okay, so obviously everyone was, like, super rooting for them to win. Mm-hmm. I really didn't even know who they were up against because it had been a really busy, crazy week for us. And so I didn't know who they were up against. Obviously, I didn't even know the exact award. I thought it was just Best Pop
Duo
Song. Yeah. Okay. And then...
Okay.
It was not their first Grammy nomination, though. They had been nominated for their cover art for the Map of the Soul album previously.
I think it was Tear. Love Yourself Tear.
Oh.
Or Love Yourself Answer.
It was. Gosh, just don't even let me talk. Oh my god. Okay, now you go.
But another reason why they were at the Grammys was because they were also going to perform for the first time by themselves on the Grammys. Because they had performed with Lil Nas X and Nas before. And Billy Ray Cyrus and... A yodeling
and
kid.
Nas.
Mm-hmm. So, but this time they were actually gonna perform like solo, like on their own, like established like BTS group. So that was super exciting too.
So we were so excited.
Yes.
It started at 6 p.m. our time.
Yes.
And we were like, they'll be done by 9.
Yeah. We were like, tops is 9.
Okay.
That's the tippy top of the like.
And so we kept watching and everybody was performing and they'd be like, coming up later, performances by so and so and so and so and BTS. And we'd be like,
And this was like in the first 30 minutes of the show we first saw it, I think. And so we were kind of expecting it to be soon, you know? So we're like, oh, okay, like, BTS will be performing soon, and then we can kind of, like, you know, like, step away from the TV a little bit. Like, even though we like watching the other artists, like, being able to, not being so, like, worried about, oh, are they coming on yet? Like,
kind of thing. And we were joking, we were like, oh my god, they're gonna put them at the end.
Yeah.
They're gonna put them at the end. Obviously, like, we were, like, hoping they really wouldn't.
Yeah.
But then it got, like, longer and they kept saying, coming up next, like,
BTS,
coming up next, BTS. And, like, we were like, but it's not next, but okay.
Yeah. And so we watched, like, from the first time that we saw, like, the BTS is coming up, we probably watched 2 more hours until BTS actually came on.
Right.
And they were at the end of the show. They were one of the last performances. If not, like, I think there was maybe 2 performances, like, after them.
Maybe. I think 1 for sure.
Yeah.
But they totally strung us along.
Yeah. And that made me really bugged. And that's because, 1, since BTS BTS. Since BTS has so many international fans, they have a lot of different time zones. Right. And there's some people who, including BTS themselves, which if you didn't catch their live, like, they even said that they didn't know they were going to be put until the end. But so many people are staying up past, like, midnight and
3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. Just to watch BTS perform. And when you keep telling people that they're coming up next, which is a general statement,
they don't want to sleep. Yeah. I gotta stay awake, otherwise I'm gonna miss it.
Yeah. And, like, for me, like, I took that literally. Like when they say, like, this is just an example. I'm not sure of the correct order. Okay? Right. But, like, when they say, like, Lil Baby, DaBaby, Doja Cat, and then BTS. Like, I'm gonna assume that that's the order. Mm. But that wasn't the order. You know what I mean? And that wasn't the case. And so that made me a little bugged. But,
well, I knew that they were gonna do this. Because it's all about ratings.
Yes.
That's what it's all comes down to. Mm-hmm. And, like, the Grammys... Okay, this is going to sound really bad and harsh, okay?
Okay.
But if they get good ratings on their show, they can still kind of, like...
Be the it award?
Yes, they can still be like, look how awesome we are. Look how many people watched. But how many of those people, honest to God, were ARMY waiting to see BTS? A whole bunch. Mm-hmm. Because on the live, there was like 7 million
people watching. Like, can you imagine if all 7 million of those people were watching the Grammys? Like,
right.
Like, that's a, like, that, I'm not sure how many people watched the Grammys, but let's just say that's, like, a fourth, if not, a, like, a half of the audience.
Yeah.
Like, that's a crap ton of people.
It's a ton of people. And, like, somebody made a joke during the live, like, one of the ARMY typed in, the live probably has more viewers than the Grammys.
Yeah.
And, like... Like, she's totally joking, but she's probably not that far off from the truth. Like, I'm sure the live had almost the same amount in terms of, like, especially, like, ARMY fan carryover from after the show.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like I said, to string ARMY along really was not very nice.
It really wasn't. And... I was gonna say, and obviously we all know that the reason why they did it was because once BTS performed, goes half their audience.
Right, exactly.
Goodbye. Like, that's why they kept it till the end, because they're like, well, we might lose half of our audience, but at least there's only 10 minutes left. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or, like, whatever. And so, I think the biggest thing is a lot of ARMY, and I'm sure BTS, like, we always feel like there are artists and people who use BTS, you know what I mean? And who use them for views and who use them for clout. And so,
I'll say this. This is not anything new.
Like, yeah, it's really not.
Like, I would say any Grammy year, they usually put the biggest performance of the night at the end.
Mm-hmm. And I can understand that, you know what I mean? If they had just said, like 10
we'll
minutes
be
before BTS perform, yeah, like, and the big bang at the end, like, BTS, then people could be like, oh, all right, like, I still have, like, an hour or whatever until BTS comes on. So then it's a little more fair, you know what I mean? But the fact that you
but
were
then
continuously...
they won't get their viewers, and then they won't get their advertisers who pay money. And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So that just kind of bugged me. So that's point one, okay? That was
point
the first...
one.
That was the first, like... What's going on here?
That was the first point one.
Yes, point one. So the second point is the actual Grammy itself. So the Grammy that BTS was nominated for was not actually aired on TV in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was the acceptance and presenting
mm-hmm. of it.
Yes. And I thought it was going to be, but I guess, you know, I mean, they gave out a lot of Grammys.
It seems
like a
big award, though.
Yeah,
I thought they would televise that one. I don't know. Especially since, like... The people who were in that category
were big artists.
They were all huge stars.
So the Grammy, BTS did not win, if you did not know. And Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande won with their song Rain On Me.
Which is a good song.
Which I really like that song. And I felt like I listened to that song all the time. So I wasn't surprised because it was a popular song. Mm-hmm. Now I'm not sure how it did internationally because I'm from America, you know what I mean? So I'm going to hear that song more than someone who's in Russia or Germany, you know what I mean? So I'm
not
sure.
We don't even know.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Our whole point is we don't even know.
We don't know how it actually did, so we can't really give our opinion on whether or not, you know what I mean, like, it did good internationally. Like, we know that Dynamite did good because we heard it from America and they're all the way in South Korea, you know what I mean? Right. So, we know that that did good. So, in terms of the Grammy, do you agree with the winner?
Well, okay, so I really wasn't that upset because I was like, they're like not that inclined to give BTS a Grammy. Like, mm-hmm. I get that feeling from
the Grammys. Academy. Or whatever.
Yeah. And I was like, Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande are phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Like, they are two superpowers really mm-hmm. in the music industry right now. So it's not like they lost to just anyone.
Yeah, they actually lost to good artists. Yeah. Like,
but what totally changed for me was tonight when I learned
that it's a performance.
It was a performance.
That changed for me too.
I was like, wait a minute. Like, okay, Lady Gaga, yes, she is a performance artist as much as she is a musician.
She's a creator, yes. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Ariana Grande, would I put her in that category?
Not entirely.
I think she's a great vocalist. I think
she could come up with beautiful sets and like beautiful plots and stuff.
And she's an interesting person and she keeps us like entertained and everyone's like kind of fascinated by her. Do I think she's like this star quality performer?
Because I feel like performer can be different for everyone. Okay. So let me clarify what my version of performer is. So my version of performer is someone who, honestly, to me, dances, okay? Mm-hmm. That is the biggest quality, and that's because I call myself a performer and I'm a dancer, so I relate those two things. Someone who dances, sings, raps, and is involved with their music. That is what a performer is to me. So, what is...
I think, for me, performer isn't that specific. It's just somebody who, in a live situation, mm-hmm. captivates you and holds your attention and makes you feel something.
All right. I could go with
you. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I took a more generalized approach.
No, I agree with that because
my whole point is, like, BTS, they are the performers of the performers.
Yeah. Like, and they've been known as that.
And like, I feel like very few groups can outperform BTS. Mm-hmm. Like, that is their thing.
Like, I feel like, especially in K-pop, like, I think that's, like, what they're trained to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Is be performers.
Right.
Is to hold you into their performance. Is to, like, captivate you. And like you said, like, move you in some kind of way.
Yeah, and I mean, their moves are flawless. It's, like, pure perfection. Everything is, like, calculated and choreographed. And everything is, like, everything is for a reason. Mm-hmm. Everything is for a reason. I don't know. And I feel like you said, K-pop in general, like, they're just made for that. Mm-hmm. This is what they work for.
This is what they do. Like Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande are more like, they do different things, which is not bad or anything. You know what I mean? Like they like to maybe, like, help with their costume design, or maybe they're more interested in, like the lighting or whatever.
Well, and I mean...
They're phenomenal performers.
I love both of them, but I do put Lady Gaga in, like, a performance category.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, but anyways, so that changed it. I think that...
That's a little harder to, like, swallow. Mm-hmm. I still agree with who won. It's just that does make me feel a little like, well, but BTS are some of the best performers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like... So it's a little harder to swallow.
And now I see why they thought they probably could have won that.
Yeah, because they're like, well, we're the performers. Like, that's us. Mm-hmm. Like, and so that brings me to something else, which was, this false hope that BTS was given, which, like, in the live, if you saw BTS live after the Grammys, like, we were disappointed, but we weren't sad until we saw them. And, like, it was
And it was sad, because you could read their faces.
Especially, like, Jimin, like, he was barely talking, like, he kind of kept his head down, and, like, it was just sad to see, like, because
we all love BTS. Like, it's sad to see someone who you love, like, in pain, like, a little disappointed, like, you know, so that just made us feel, like, a little more, like,
and
sad, then,
and
angry.
Their Grammy cake.
Yeah, oh my god, I forgot about that.
So, in the background of the V Live, when J-Hope's talking, you can see another cake that they had.
Just in case.
And it's in the shape of a Grammy, and everyone suspects it was there in case they got the Grammy. That they would do the V Live with the Grammy cake, not the nomination cake.
Oh my god, guys.
And I'm like, oh my god, so what did they do with that cake? Did they, like...
Did they throw it?
Yeah,
did they eat it, sadly? What? Like...
But they were so sad. Really sad. And usually, like, if they don't get something, they're like, hey, we're just really happy to be nominated.
And
but
you could they tell tried. They
this
tried
was
to
different.
Do that, but
this
yes.
was different.
Like, they couldn't hide it. Like, RM and, like, a few of the other members were trying so hard to be like, it's okay, guys. Like, we're fine. Right. Like, there's always next year. But then there was that energy behind it that you're like, no, you can tell you're sad. Mm-mm. Like, don't worry. Like, it's a, like... We know that you're sad, like, it's okay. So, yeah, it was sad to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So,
point three.
The CEO's comments.
Okay.
So, at the, probably
like the
near
middle.
The end, like,
oh,
middle.
I thought it was middle, but I don't know.
Sometime in the Grammys. the CEO, or the chairman of the Recording Academy, he basically had a speech, like, basically put out to address all of these concerns that we already have.
Let's back up. So,
okay, we're backing up.
The Grammys have come under fire lately because artists are like, where do you even, like, how do you even choose these winners? Like, you just, like, want us to play this game, but then, like, you just pick winners who are your favorites, or there's all this, like, other, like, favoritism inside the Grammys, and then, you know, you tell us it's this, but it's that, and...
It changes per person.
Yeah, like, and so artists get really fed up with it, and so I think, again, they're starting to lose their clout, like, their hold on the music industry, or their influence in the music industry. And so the other thing was there was a call for more representation in the Grammys, like, you know, different ethnicities, different races, different genders, like in these higher roles and stuff like that.
Even just where people come from. Like,
and so even this gentleman that spoke, like, he's an African-American and he's new to that position.
Yes.
So that could be, like, him being in that position could be the Grammys trying to also save face and be like, well, look what we did. We moved him into this spot. So, like, they're trying to make an effort.
To actually have more representation.
Yes.
So...
But then he gets up and talks.
Yes.
And what does he say?
Oh, my God. One of the first things that he says is, I joined the Grammys... I joined the Recording Academy 20 years ago so I could vote for myself. And
he's
okay.
But he's just trying to be honest.
He's trying to be honest, okay? But the first, like, that went in one ear, like, I was like, okay, like, that proves to me that there is bias in the Recording Academy, because if the chairman 20 years ago was joining this to vote for himself, like, there's no doubt that someone else, even just one person who is judging these albums or these artists or these songs, like, are doing this to vote for someone that they like, you know what I mean? And like, that just proved to me that there was bias. And so that really bugged me. Like, I was like, well, I'm thankful that you were honest, but like, I don't know, like, doesn't that kind of scream, like,
I mean,
a little bit of bias to you? Because
yeah,
that did to me,
I think,
but...
his intention, though, was to be like, but that wasn't okay, and we're trying to change things so that doesn't happen in the future. But you're right. It did happen. You just admitted it. You're probably not the first. You're probably not the last. Mm-hmm. So in a way, it does reaffirm everyone's suspicions at the same time.
So that was the first thing in his speech that bugged me. Now, to end on, like, bit of a better note, also in his speech, like, which I totally agreed with and which made me feel calmer about this whole Grammy situation, was he did say, he was like, the Grammys are not just about an award. He said, this is also about celebrating the music industry and celebrating these artists and, like, showing, like, new music and things like that, okay? And that's what made me happy, was that I was like, yeah, I was like, you know, even if BTS doesn't win, like, even if some artists that I like can't perform on it, I was like, it's not about, like, getting the clout or getting to say that you have a Grammy. Like, but it's also...
Okay, go ahead.
It's also about, like, just being able to share that energy with other people and being able to experience, like, all these performances and also, like, just being able to appreciate
them.
Well,
and I think that was, like, the Grammys were less catty this season? This year?
Like, it's a show. Yeah.
Because... like, when there was a category, all the nominees would sit, like, in the room together, and it was just them.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, them spread out through an auditorium with, like, other people between them. It was just the nominees and, like, the people that they brought with them or whatever. And it was really interesting because you could see them clap for the winner of the category that they obviously didn't win. And, like... there was some, like, genuine happiness that I saw. Like, people were like, you know what? You deserve this. Like, I really am happy for you. I'm sad I lost, but I am truly happy for you. Like, that is really what makes things better, is this mutual respect and love and admiration. And, like, yes, there's such thing as healthy competition, but there's unhealthy competition where you try to bring others down because you think it brings you up, but it doesn't. And so hopefully, like, people can learn from all of this stuff happening at the same time. They've got to experience a really different form of the Grammys. But I think the big question is, like, BTS, they're megastars.
Yeah.
Global megastars. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they're not really winning Grammys. Okay, they're being nominated now, but they're not really winning them. And what needs to happen? Like, how much bigger,
like,
or what else do you need to do?
To win a Grammy.
To win.
And, like,
okay, so then that goes back to, like, the Grammys when they're criticized. Like, how are you guys, like, what metrics are you using when you give somebody an award?
What is the system?
Yeah, this was the number one song, or this was the number one video on YouTube, or this was the blah, 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 blah. Like, okay, but that's not enough? Or again, like, because it's ARMY, like, they don't count?
Like, what is it? Right. Like, what are you guys using? Is it really just personal opinion that's mixed in this? Or is it, like, strictly just statistics? Mm-hmm. Like, what is it? And I think that's what we would like them to come forward with, is a set plan of, like, rules. But I feel like what makes us all suspicious of them is that they're not just coming out with a set plan of rules, because then I feel like... then they no longer get to have their opinion in it, and then people can look it up.
Well,
like, if it's based on, like, views and how many albums were bought and how many listens they have on, like, Spotify, like, and you average that.
Well, and maybe that's how they get the nominees, and then they get to just pick who they want. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah. But I don't know.
And he said that, the guy said that in a speech. I hate calling him the guy, but I don't
know. But we don't know his name. Sorry.
He said, like, we've heard your calls for more transparency, and that's exactly what that is. Like, tell us how you're determining these winners and nominees and all of that stuff. Yep. So one thing that I want to say, too, is the cutoff for the nominations was August. So that's why, like, nothing from the B album or the B album itself wasn't nominated, because it was before the B album came out. Yes. So that's just something to keep in mind, too.
So hopefully... they can get nominated again for something else.
I think one quote that I don't know if you've heard this, but Forbes magazine said in an article talking about how the Grammys kind of used BTS for viewers. And, like, Forbes magazine even talked about this, okay? They were like, but I think they said people need to remember who really needs who.
Oh, yeah. I remember you told me this.
Yeah, they were like, okay,
So, obviously, it's the Grammys who need BTS because the Grammys
dragging them on
needed to string us along. They needed to do all this. BTS will still have their fans.
Yeah, no matter
whether
what.
Or not mm-hmm. they win.
And in fact, they're even angered right now at you, so you should be careful.
Well, and I think for me, like, and I said this on our other recording that we didn't publish, but, like, that's what music is. Like, it's how you connect with other people. Mm-hmm. And, like, whatever criticisms you have of BTS, you cannot deny the connection that they have made mm-hmm. with a huge portion of the population mm-hmm. worldwide.
Yep.
That's phenomenal. That in itself is mm-hmm. such an amazing feat. And like, oh, the other thing I want to say is like, the Grammys, like be careful to like hate the Grammys because it's important to BTS. And so if we start talking too much crap about the Grammys, then it's kind of like we're bruising the dream BTS of BTS. And, yeah. mm-hmm. So
it is still important to them, and that is the only reason why I want them to get a Grammy is because it is important to them. Right. You know what I mean? It is still their dream, and that's what they want to do. So therefore, I'm not going to stand in the way of that. You know what I mean? I have my own personal opinions, but you can still go ahead and get a Grammy, you know? Like, do it. Like, I will still support you because I love you. You know what I mean? Okay. So.
Okay, 25 minutes.
Dang, guys. Long dang, one. Guys.
Well, I hope we covered everything. Yeah. I don't know.
I think we did because
your notes and your 3 points.
Yes, and my 3 points.
All right. Well, episode 1 of this week.
Oh, my gosh. We're recording all 3 tonight, so stay tuned.
2 more to go. Okay, well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.